I mean, if you look at nature, I draw a lot of inspiration from nature. If you look at nature, on one hand, it doesn't hurry and things just happen. But at the same time, there's always there's that inbuilt resilience. Like so many times I thought I killed a plant, but it comes back, you know? So it's there around us. So to me, that's a very natural way of being, that you're always finding a way to not just survive, but also thrive. And that's at the core of agility.
Please agree to record. Excellent. Hi, Meenakshi.
Hello, Magda. How are you?
I am excellent. Always lovely to see you.
Likewise.
Hi, everyone who's joining us today. We are back, or I'm back, I suppose, because I was gone for a few weeks. And I'm really happy that you guys missed me. I actually got some emails asking, where's Magda? Oh my gosh, thanks. I feel loved, like big time, for real. But hello, and thank you for joining us for our short little sessions on stuff that has to do with coaching, has to do with leadership, is things that intrigue us that we want to chat about. And it's a way to showcase our lovely alumni and members of our community. And Meenakshi is both, because she kind of started out as the community member and then she joined Coacharia, and now she's an alumna and she's doing stuff with Coacharia. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it's been a journey, and such a wonderful journey at that. I can't believe it. It's coming up to, I think, 2 years now.
Oh my gosh. And you know what? We've never actually met.
That's true.
It's insane, which actually is a little fitting for today's topic, which is agility or personal agility. Yep. Did you imagine 4 years ago that you would have had a 3-year long working relationship and friendship with someone and never have met them?
It's hard to imagine.
Right?
Yeah. And for the past, I want to say 3, 4, maybe even 5 years, that's been a reality. And over the last 2 years, it's become, that is the only reality I have, where I've met and collaborated with folks that I've not met in person ever.
Me too. But I think, you know, we can both go, good job us, because it shows that we are agile and that we're able to adapt and that we're still able to be successful and, I dare say, happy.
Yes.
With this new way of working. And it's a skill to have for the future of work, isn't it?
Absolutely. I could not agree more. And, you know, one of the things that comes up for me is, and I was actually talking to Priya Ramesh, our mentor coach at Coacharia, over the weekend. And one of the things she talked about was that trust actually enables and creates speed. And that kind of stayed with me. And I was thinking about it. And I think in a virtual world, trust is, you have to do a lot more intentional work to create trust. And a lot of us use, oh, because you're not in person, as an excuse for, let's say, struggling team building or using that as an excuse for less than optimal work quality and things like that, you know? So it was interesting to think about trust in a very different context.
Mm. So agility means no excuses.
I think it's to me, agility really means that you're focused on who the customer is in that context, and also in the context of the ecosystem, and then always trying to find a way to make it work. And I think the one big aspect of agility for me, it's always progress over perfection. So it's a journey, and you always are figuring out a better way to do something and a better way to create business value in, of course, in the context of the ecosystem that you're in as well. Yeah.
So is personal agility different than agility in the workplace?
I think personal agility leads to agility in the workplace. There's a concept of like, you know, there's a lot of discussion and literature around business agility and enterprise agility. And I think that, and in my experience, you can't create that if each of us at an individual level don't have that sense or that agile mindset around how we, each of us operates. So I think personal agility enables and creates organizational and business agility in the long run. That's how I look at it.
Mm-hmm. So do you think agility is an important trait for people who work?
Yes, and I think it's a very critical and a very impactful human skill, I would say. Because, I mean, if you look at nature, I draw a lot of inspiration from nature. If you look at nature, on one hand, it doesn't hurry and things just happen. But at the same time, there's always there's that inbuilt resilience. Like so many times I thought I killed a plant, but it comes back, you know? So it's there around us. So to me, that's a very natural way of being, that you're always finding a way to not just survive, but also thrive. And that's at the core of agility.
Is it something that can be learned?
I believe so. I was first introduced to the concept of agile through the world of software and product development, I want to say about 7 odd years ago. And as I learned more about the theory and I started seeing it in practice and I became a practitioner myself, one thing I noticed was that it's very close to the natural way of being. Because, like, for example, so one of the things I've done in the past is I'm a trained English as a second language teacher, an ESL teacher. And the method I learned and I still use to this day is it really, it takes inspiration from how a child learns a language. And, a child learns a language by listening and you often find children repeating things and they don't necessarily understand the meaning, but they say it exactly the same way they hear it being said. And so I think that there is evolution and that's natural. And so as you're always looking to, sort of inspect and adapt, if you will, you're looking to learn from your environment and do something better. So to me, agility is a very natural way of being. And I think that a lot of us, we either forget that or we compartmentalize it. And that's one of the reasons why I really got into this niche of being a personal agility and self-leadership coach, because I, in working with technologists and software developers, what I noticed is that the concept of agile or agile practices being used only when delivering work for the customer. But I saw a big opportunity for us to be able to use those same practices in how we as individuals and employees operate in our own environments. And I think that if we all adopted those same practices that we use to develop software or product, we stand to gain a lot. And that's where really the whole interest started for me. And I spend a lot of time with my clients working on this now.
Have you changed yourself since you started doing this kind of work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think, and that's a great question that you asked. I would say that one of the big shifts that's happened for me is I look at everything that I do, especially in my professional life, I look at everything as a learning opportunity. So I might feel the disappointment and I process it. Let's say if I'm as a solopreneur, if I'm working on a proposal and there's all this excitement when I'm submitting it. And let's say if I don't make it, if I don't get it, there's a disappointment. And yes, I do process that emotion that goes with it, but then I'm always looking to learn, see what I learned from that process. And there's always something to learn. So now I've reached a point where I approach every interaction with that mindset of being curious to see what I can learn from that. And if I go into it with that mindset, one, it's a fantastic experience for me. And I think it's easier for me to process my own emotions around it. And I feel like that whole experience is much, I'm richer for that experience because I'm looking to learn something from it and grow. So that's been my experience with that.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like it also would be almost less stressful because you know that you're either going to do well and good job you, or you're getting something else out of it, even if you fail. So it almost like takes away the negativity from experiences, doesn't it?
You are absolutely correct. And the and you know, this brings reminds me of a point I often make is that I've stopped using the labels of success and failure. They're very, to me, they've become very external labels. What may look like success could in fact be not so great because we have forgotten to take into account the ecosystem around us, right? So if it's not from a systems point of view, then maybe really not be a success as it's referred to. So, and for personally, for me, I think you're absolutely right. I am in a much happier space. And again, I know even those are labels, but the point is that I'm able to look at it from a very neutral standpoint and always focus on, okay, what am I learning? How am I growing from this? What can I take from this to my next experience? Right. So that's been helpful. Absolutely.
So it sounds in general like increasing your own agility or remembering that you have it in the first place, as you mentioned in the beginning, it could be quite an positive, inspiring, whatever experience. Like it sounds like it's a bunch of good things personally. Can you talk about some examples on how increasing awakening personal agility can help somebody in the workplace, in their career, for example?
Absolutely. So let's say if you're in a client-facing situation, you can, for me, my personal shift has been in not labeling client behaviors, you know, not using labels, looking at, let's say if it's something looks like an escalation from a client standpoint, being really curious about what is their experience, what is causing them to escalate, and being open to really approaching everything with a mindset of inquiry. So I've stopped making judgments, or at least delay them, even if I don't stop them completely. And it's made me more human-centered. And I'm looking to say, okay, some things must have shifted. Maybe when we started with this goal of business value for this particular client, things have changed. And I think that especially as we deal with the pandemic and the after effects of it, always leaving room for, okay, something must have changed, something has shifted, leaving room for that. One, acknowledging that, and two, being genuinely curious to understand what's happening. I think those are the two big advantages, I would say, of having this mindset. And I think the same applies for internal customers and folks that we work with or teams that we lead, always leaving room for that unknown and being comfortable with that. And you know, that's also something I draw a parallel to coaching. And the whole process of what happens in a coaching conversation, we as coaches, we really are open and curious and we suspend judgment, and that's what we aim for because we are exploring what's happening along with the client, right? So it's a dance. So I think that there are many ways in which having an agile mindset and strengthening our personal agility muscle helps us both in our professional and our personal lives.
Can anyone do it?
I'd say yes. Yes. I'd say yes. It's a lot of work, just like engaging in a coaching conversation. It's a lot of work. It's intentional work. And I think it calls for us to be present to ourselves and what's happening with us and how are we responding or reacting to situations, to changes in situation. Like, for example, you know, this conversation, I know we have had to reschedule, find time and respond to it, right? And it's not all you. I mean, for me as well. So the point is, As long as we retain a sense of purpose around what the objective is, what is the outcome that we're trying to create, I believe that there's always a way to make it work, right? And to me, that's the core, one of the core aspects of agility. I look at, like, there's a three-pronged approach that I look at it. You know, it's leadership agility and learning agility and emotional agility. Those are, to me, the three, what I call the three pillars. This is a model that I've kind of come up with, distilled over a period of, I want to say, 18 to 24 months. But having that, being open-minded and being expecting change. A lot of us struggle with whatever is happening around us because we think we expect things to be as they are or as we have known them to be, right? So if we shift that and say, we don't know what's going to happen next, there's a sense of wonder and there's a sense of curiosity. And I think that that, at least for me, it's really contributed to my overall sense of well-being.
I agree with 100%. I would also add that just makes uncertainty less scary, because if all of a sudden you're always
expecting
uncertainty, then you're not going to be surprised because you never know what's happening.
Yes, yes, true.
Oh, I love it. So Meenakshi, there's always a purpose to these things. You are starting a brand new experiment with Coacharia, and yes, it's a short course that you developed that we are now piloting, but knock on wood, we're going to do very frequently because it's huge value, I think, especially if, to those of you listening, if any of this that we've talked about sounds intriguing, true, interesting, scary, whatever it is, I think you get value out of it. So Meenakshi, do you want to tell us a little bit about the personal agility course that you have coming up?
Absolutely. And first of all, thank you and Coacharia for giving me this platform and bringing all of this to fruition. I really, really appreciate your trust and support. I'm really excited about this because I've done this in like small webinars, but then to, you know, shape, to have this shape up like a short course has been very exciting. So it's really around, the title is Personal Agility and the Future of Work. And the idea is to connect the dots with what are some of these future work skills. And for reference, folks can look at the Future of Jobs reports, the report that comes out from the World Economic Forum. And there's a lot of research out there. McKinsey has put out research. And at the end of the day, when I look at all this, Magda, to be honest, I find that a lot of this points back to ancient wisdom of us as, you know, going back to our core human values, our core ways of being. So to me, future of work sounds like it's one, future work is happening as we speak, and two, I think it's always been there, and I think we've forgotten some of those connections and where we come from. So to me, it's a fantastic way of kind of getting back in touch with ancient wisdom across different cultures. So having said that, the reason for me, one of the reasons I'm very excited about this course is that it offers a way to connect the dots and bring some of the learnings from the world of agile software and product development to how we work, how we live and work, or how we operate in general. So the three big themes or topics in the course are looking at Agile 101, just an overview, and then how it aligns with the human ways of being and working, etc. The second area is to look at, okay, what are some of the key opportunities and challenges for us in the world of work, both as individuals and as teams. We are seeing the world of work changing. Leadership models are changing. It's more collaborative work. Multi-generational teams are in place. You work from anywhere. It's portable. Work has become portable, right? It's an activity. It's no longer a place you go to. And of course, the context for all this is knowledge work. There's so many types of industries where you don't have, all of this is not true. So I understand that. So this is in the context of knowledge work. And the third aspect that I hope to spend time with the attendees is to look at how developing your personal agility muscle, as I call it, can be a differentiator for you in the context of future of work. So in terms of takeaways, I really want to parse out what are the future work skills. It's all going back to core human skills, such as empathy, critical thinking, building relationships, how do you lead people? So those skills, just parsing those out and sort of mapping them to, okay, how agile frameworks can help you develop some of those skills. The second big takeaway will be the model, my personal agility model that I just talked about, looking at the three pillars, the leadership agility, learning agility, and emotional agility. And the third big takeaway is a tangible takeaway where the attendees will have opportunity to do work on their own and really build their own personal agility map, if you will. So I have a set of cue questions from a coaching stance that that are integrated into the personal agility model, and participants can take that and sort of build their own personal agility map.
Sounds awesome.
Thank you. Next.
And before we wrap up, who do you think is who will benefit the most out of attending this course?
That's a great question. So I would say, folks with anyone with 5+ years of experience in the professional world will definitely benefit. And those that are just starting out, it'll be a great primer for them. And I think it'll be very useful for them to get this sense of what's out there as they enter the corporate world. But I would say primarily it's folks that are already part of the corporate world, looking to first-time managers, first-time people leaders, people aspiring to become people leaders, and folks who are in that mid to senior level who are looking to make that shift into, let's say, the executive cadre. So I would say it's a widespread because the skill set is a core human skill set, and we're talking about strengthening an already existing but forgotten muscle.
Awesome, thank you. So this course starts soon, and it'll be 3 different sessions live, just like we are on screen with you right now. You will be on screen with Meenakshi and your fellow classmates, because all of the courses that we do like this, they are quite small. They're very much personal. So you get to interact with each other and with Meenakshi, and you get to learn and grow together, which is always good for everybody.
Totally.
We will, as soon as this video is over, we will put a link to register for the course in the comments and then episode notes, depending on where you are watching this, because it's going everywhere. So we encourage you to, check it out, register, tell your friends, et cetera, you know, the drill. I think it's pretty cool that we can support each other in this way and learn from each other. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, thank you for your support. And thank you, Meenakshi, for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Magda. And thank you, Coach Arya. I look forward to seeing everyone. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.